The former Foreign Minister, Kevin Rudd, is back in the country, indicating that he's the best man to defeat Tony Abbott at the next election. But he hasn't said categorically he will stand. Mr Rudd says he'll have a definitive answer on that a bit later today. Mr Rudd, who resigned this week from the Foreign Minister's position while he was visiting the United States, says he may well be a candidate, but that's a decision he'll take after speaking to his backers. On arrival at Brisbane Airport, he spoke to waiting journalists.
Well, it's good to be back home. It's good to be back home here in Queensland. And it's really good to be back home with Therese and the family. These are important days for the country. And so it's important that we have some plain speaking about our country's future. What's our vision for Australia's future? Well, mine hasn't changed one bit in all the years I've been in public life. My vision is very simple. How do we prepare Australia for the huge challenges that we face in the future, given the uncertain world in which we live? And how do we do so in a way which never, ever throws the fair go, as I used to say, out the back door? That's what it's about. That's our vision. And in practical terms, that guides my action in public life. That's not Mr. Abbott's vision for the future. It just isn't. If I look at Mr. Abbott, it's like he's got his head buried in a different age. Maybe the 19th century, or maybe the first half of the 20th, but certainly not the 21st. But on top of that, I also think of a Mr. Abbott who was the minister who oversaw the implementation of work choices, which was the biggest assault on the Australian fair go that I think this country has ever seen. So the key question for us all is this. For the last 12 months, Mr. Abbott has been on track to become Prime Minister of Australia in a landslide. It's not just in the last few days, not just the last few weeks, not even the last few months, for the last 12 months. I think everyone knows that. So the core question for my parliamentary colleagues, and I believe for the Australian people, is who is best equipped to defeat Mr. Abbott at the upcoming election, but more importantly, to prevent him from inflicting his prescription on Australia's future? That's the core question. In politics, as you know, trust and confidence is everything. And it's critical that whoever leads our country has the trust and confidence of the Australian people. So a core question for the members of the Australian Parliamentary Labor Party, core question for the Australian people right now, is whether they believe that the Prime Minister continues to have the trust and confidence of the Australian people. You know, the Prime Ministership of this country is not something to be dealt with lightly, certainly not something to be dealt with a midnight coup, which is what happened 18 months ago. It's something which affects everybody in this country. And so what I'm saying directly to the Australian people is, if you have a strong view on the future Prime Ministership of the country, then your power as the people is what will count in the days ahead. Pick up your telephone. Speak to your local members of parliament. Tell them what you think. Jump into the media. Tell them what you think. Because this is your country. It doesn't belong to the factions of the Labor Party. I've seen the reports about individual MPs having their pre-selection threatened. This happened in the coup of June of 2010. In other words, you either vote for what the faction tells you, or we'll knock you out of Parliament. That's un-Australian. So my challenge to the Prime Minister is to provide a public guarantee today that any sitting member of Parliament in the House of Representatives and in the Senate will be guaranteed of their pre-selection again, so that they have that fear removed from them. And having said those few things, I'll take a few questions.
Are you nominating on Monday, Mr. Rudd?
I said when I left the United States that I'd be making a statement on that upon my return to Australia. I've been back in the country now for 30 minutes. My political opponents have had probably a good 24 hours and probably longer head start on me to talk to parliamentary colleagues. I've spoken to a few. I've been very encouraged by that. I will be making a statement definitively on this later today, after I've spoken to my colleagues.
Over to you.
Keeping on the plain speaking theme, if you challenge on Monday and lose and go to the backbench, will you remain a happy little Vegemite there and not challenge again?
Well, we're going to deal with all those questions when we make a statement on the challenge itself. But my view is pretty simple, you've got to be upfront about being a candidate for the Australian Labor Party and not make, I think, unbelievable promises. Let me just give you an example. I seem to remember someone putting their hand on their heart for about 3 months in the lead up to June of 2010 and saying that she would never, ever challenge for the leadership of the Australian Labor Party. I seem to remember that happening. So can I just say I'll address those things later on. Next question.
The Prime Minister has asked you to categorically rule out another challenge if you put your hand up and you fail on Monday. Will you do that? She's done it. Will you?
I'll address those questions when I make a statement on my future later today.
Kevin Rudd speaking there. That's an edited selection of what the former Foreign Minister had to say this morning on his arrival back into Brisbane Airport from the United States.